You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me. Let's see how much good we can do, how much of God's word we can hear in 15 minutes. I've got 2 minutes just to greet you, to invite you to church tonight, and to let you know what you're about to hear. Let's start with the last part first. You're about to hear the last part. We still don't get to all of it, but this is the last part of my last sermon in this series through the book of Acts, all 28 chapters of it. We're wrapping it up. This is Acts, the rest of the story. This sermon, I covered 3 chapters. From Paul in jail to Paul on the ship sailing to Rome, which is where we're going to pick it up in a minute. And then Paul, the end of Acts, tells us about Paul in his own rented house for 2 years. And that's it for Acts. Here tonight, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We have an exciting study here tonight and next week. We're in Revelation 13. We're going to look at the Antichrist tonight and the famous unknown person. We're going to look at what the Bible says about his, not really his identity, but his works, because we don't know his identity. And the following week, we'll look at the false prophet. But here tonight, 6 o'clock, Island Community Church is the place. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Why don't you come by at 6 o'clock? And if you're unable to, join us on Facebook Live. That feed will start just a couple minutes after 6. That place is Island Community Church Facebook page. That'll go live right after 6. We'd love to see you. It's going to be a great time in the Word, as it's going to be here right now. Stay tuned, and I pray that God will have a word for you to bless you here today.
Where do you find the children of God? He says, those that don't gather with me, scatter. He's gathering souls. Let's you and I be about his work. Right? Read again Matthew 5:43, around there, like we looked at last week. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. I'm in the Word of God, Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 44. Love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that spitefully use you and persecute you. And then he tells you why. So that you may be sons of your Father up in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore, you should be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. How you doing on that? Still working. Still working, right, Bill? Like Paul said, not that we have already attained it, but I press on. Right? So that I might be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Verse 24. Now as he made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you're beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. But he said, I am not mad, Uncle Festus. But I speak the words of truth and of reason. For the king, before whom I also speak freely, he knows these things, speaking of Agrippa. For I am convinced none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a quarter. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but all who hear me today. Imagine that, 2,000 years later, and I'm still reading this in the house of God. Talk about answered prayer. I would to God that not only you, King, but I would to God 2,000 years, some crazy Italian will get in the pulpit and tell everyone else the same thing. That Jesus loves you and died on the cross for you and took your place and your judgment and your penalty upon himself and died in your place. And if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll have your sins washed away. You will be a child of God. You will have peace. You'll have eternal life. Get your mind around that. You know what? Here's the challenge. You cannot leave this church today until you understand what eternal life means. When you got it, then you can leave. Bring me something to eat around 6 o'clock, if you don't mind. Eternal life. Sort of makes your head hurt, doesn't it, Ron? Eternal life. All I know is I want it. It's like that old saying, I've got it written down on here somewhere. Here it is. Die once, live twice. Die twice, live once. Right? Die once, live twice. From being born again to receiving a new body when Jesus comes back again, never to see death again, but die twice. That is to stand before God at the great white throne judgment when the books are open and the book of life is open and they're going to go through that book and see if your old name is in that book. And if it's not in there, then you die twice. And don't say, well, that's all right. Death, I don't mind that. Friend, if the first death didn't kill you, why do you think the second one will? If you're still alive after dying once to even stand before the great white throne, them be dead people that stand there. Why do you think the second death is going to kill you? The first one doesn't, neither will the second one. You will be conscience in the lake of fire, is what I'm trying to say. The first death didn't kill you, neither will the second one. You know what? Where should we go to now? Let's pick it up here. All right, Paul's in this ship. There is a terrible storm going on called a Euroclidon. Okay, verse 9. I think it's chapter 27. Now, when much time had been spent, and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was over, all right, that would be the Day of Atonement, either in late September or October. Sailing was dangerous because the fast, capital F, was already over. Paul advised them, saying, men, I perceive this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. And because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, opening toward the southwest and northwest, and winter there. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called a Euroclydon. Now, a Euroclydon is a violent southeastern storm that raises huge, powerful waves, a terrible storm, like a Cat 5 hurricane that can kill, obviously, everybody on board. All right, verse 15. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. And running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship. And fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sail and so were driven. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. Imagine that, next day. I mean, how long can this thing possibly go on? Verse 19, look at the next few words. Verse 19. On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, professional Navy men and rear admirals have said that Luke's account for this is 100% accurate of both the storm and what an experienced captain might do to try to save the lives that were on board. Verse 19, again, on the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat upon us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. Imagine that. Total despair. What is that? Gloom and despair and agony. Is that how it goes? Gloom and despair, agony on me. But after a long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me." Gee, right. Thanks a lot for those words of encouragement, right? I mean, here you are. You're a week into a Cat 5 hurricane. And you hear the Apostle Paul goes, "I see," just like what your mother would say to you. "I told you, you should have listened to me." That's what he says. "You should have listened to me and not sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.